Hello everybody, and welcome to the UK radio show, Kevin's Cosmic Capers. My name is Kevin Smith, and it's a pleasure to be with you again. So, on the previous show, I went over the cause and effects mechanics of the creational matrix. The simulator is our training ground. It was constructed for the purpose of allowing the recognition and return to our real state of being, that of a free being of real light with the ears. This is what we term our real intent. The only way to recognize the true reality, for recognition is required, is through comparison. We simply cannot just remain in the ears. We would be there in a complete state of awareness, but unable to recognize anything. It's as though we must activate our recognitional ears eyes. In comes the computer game-like simulators, the creational matrixes, and there are many, infinite varieties and versions. And which one we find ourselves in would depend on what we choose for ourselves as the decider of every aspect of our lives. Entering the matrix, we begin very basically and work through our body forms. And, in order to kick-start the process, we are afforded a little karma to begin our journey. For it is karma, or cause and effect, that takes us through our life experiences. Without any karma, we simply would remain exactly where we were. Would individuals fresh from the ears have any unique individual traits at that moment, or would they be virtually identical to each other? As we go through our endless lifetimes, we will be adding to our created consciousness, our personal selves, and personalities and attitudes will forge the decided upon created personality that we add to our creation. Take all that we have created away, and we are our real selves. We would have no created attitudes, personality, quirks, and unique to us mannerisms. And then we are back with the ears. If we complete our recognitional journey of it, with the same lack of individuality that we perhaps began with. Standing real and being isness, being our true selves, we do not require anything else other than that, for everything is, and if we are too, then what would be required to add to the absoluteness of the ears and the state of being we would be standing with that? But it seems We are all unique individuals, and beyond just the created personalities that we decide upon for our personal created selves. Another word for the is could be source, although this reference is very much of creation, with all the ideas and emotion, the ideas attached to this reference, that it is very much the property of the spiritual paths and teachings. For yes, all spiritual ways are now infected, as much as anything else of creation at this time, in that they have been dragged down into the physical astral areas only, the domain of feel-good emotional happiness and comfort-chasing pursuits. Maybe some spiritual paths had real references at one time. Maybe aspects were even backed by the real guides and the ears, but certainly not now. The reptilians own everything in creation. They have taken it all. And as we stand now in this moment of so-called history, everything that people agree to and become emotionally attached with, be it spiritual paths or religions, are taplining and energy-draining affiliations that lead to the reptilian's door, ultimately the Callum God. They are all ideas circulating in creation, and none of which reference the true reality of the is, with many of the spiritual leaders working with the reptilians and busy taplining people on the astral. For anything we agree to, we become taplined by and restricted by the very fact that these ideas are creational only and do not in any way connect us with the ears. The ears and the real guides must recognize the sincerity of an individual to back them. The individual must have the real intent recognized for not only their own awareness journey, and whatever they are doing ought reflect this endeavor, but also they must have the intent and sincerity that what they promote makes sense and is a benefit for others and the awareness potential for all those they share with. Sometimes individuals may well be backed by the guides. Throughout history, they may well be teaching from a perspective, a starting point, where individuals can jump on board according to the created consciousness of the time. There would have been very little point to promote the ears and speak of the real universes and the created matrix at an era where religion predominated. There would be quite the jump required, and it would be beyond most, if not everyone, to do so. So individuals and peoples in general need to be eased in, to be presented with references they can relate to, according to what they have known so far. But if their intentions are to bring people along further, the objective to steer them, or at least point them in the direction of the true reality, they may well have the backing of the ears and the guides, much like Paul Twitchell, who would use old, outdated references, yes, speaking in terms of spirituality and religion, but again essential for people to get on board, or the train would be moving too fast to catch. Consciousness has moved along enough now that humanity, by and large, are ready for the super knowledge of the ears. They have amassed enough creational experience, enough data for comparisons. And so life has moved on, if you will, and one must endeavour to keep up with it, as it is always moving, and eventually its real light will move out of creation, and effectively the train be missed this time around, as such opportunities are infrequent, and can only be if the circumstances, the created consciousness, and free will agreement is such to allow its presence. And so, at this time, the guides and the ears would only back individuals of a sincerity that promote and reference the ears, and all spiritual paths and ways do not. They all represent dead ends, feel good, comfortable, astral stimulating ideas that keep people circulating in creation only. For only something that points and references the ears and has its backing and provides a connection to it will allow an individual to be on the journey to recognize and be with the ears, or it is just creational ideas with cause and effect that keeps us unconscious and far from the recognition of our real self and awareness. But using the idea of a source, the spiritual peoples would say that every individual is a differentiated aspect of it, and so to return to it must have everyone exactly the same. No more individualism, just a completeness. I'd imagine the ears would be the same, but only if one were to become completely with it, to know it entirely, and by all accounts, the ears is always expanding, and we can never fully catch up with it. As we enter the seventh level, the real universes, and the first rung of this true reality, then move along further into the ears, we become more so with it. levels were used as references for the journey into the ears, into the 8th to the 14th, etc. But this is more for our literal minds to grasp, as our mechanical minds that can only see separateness have difficulty grasping the notion and the reality that everything is. Everything is rolled into one. All of creation, the real universes, the ears, and all our 5 body vehicles and real self are all one. They all are, or what we would call, is. This is something that requires recognition. We can't think what it is. Imagination can get close, but realistically, we can't use the faculties of the created 5 vehicles to fully grasp the concept of isness and everything being so. Until we have this recognition, we do need a differentiated model of creation and the 5 separate levels. And yet, every body vehicle that corresponds with the 5 levels is here and now. Your mental body thoughts, emotional additions, and imagination. You can activate them all simultaneously, and so they must all be present here and now, in the new nowness of this new moment. So it would seem that our unique individual selves are maintained as we move further into the endlessness of the is. For it would make sense that if we are not completely with the is, if we haven't caught up with it, and it seems we never can, then we still harbour a degree of separation that allows individualism to a degree. This individualism must decrease, you would imagine, the further into the is you go. And this can be a concern for the personal self, as it may well add the emotional idea of fear into the mix. It may worry itself at a seeming loss of itself. Although, if we have gone as far as the 7th level, the personal self with its emotional body has been left behind and discarded. It is difficult from our limited perspective and viewpoints here to appreciate the ears and why it is something to strive for. The personal self knows nothing but what it can perceive. Its endless thrill-seeking and pleasure principle indulging, and an absence of this would seem very strange to its literal self. Part of the process of awareness will have the real guides taking new students not only across all of creation for comparative consideration, but into the real universes too, for the same comparative reasons. If recognized, the individual will be granted and privileged to be in the state of awareness and beyond the burden of the 5 vehicles that will allow them to be in a state far more real and pure than anything they had encountered before, and if remembered, would spur them on to want to be with a reality that makes the psych realm experience pale in comparison. And it would seem that the reality of being in ever-expanding positions, expanding into the is, would again be far more pure and gratifying than the positions or states of being left behind. To the extent that a slow loss may be of the individuality of an individual beyond the created personal self would be a small price to pay. And individuals can assume far more rewarding positions and functions, the recognition of being a real guide, to have one's purpose as assisting others with their journey, and be a complete emissary of the ease, and even further into beings we term true silent ones, who have gone much further and are mighty shafts of light, and perhaps states of being beyond that, further and further into the expanding is. From the perspective of our current position, we can never conceive of the positions that are beyond us, that we strive for. Awareness will at least afford us glimpses, and allow that we can stand in the new nowness of the is and be, while still in creation with our created bodies. But even with an awareness, it would be tricky to see what a guide might, and how everything is from the perspective of a true silent one. But then everything is, and this must be recognized. If we appreciate the full ramifications of everything being is, this incorporates everything in this new nowness moment, from the created selves to the guides, the true silent ones, and every expansive position into a completeness with the ease. And so it once again boils down to recognition. Every potential position and state of being is here and now, and what we lack by way of recognition dictates the positions and states of being we can be now. In theory, then, we can decide to drop the five vehicles now, if we recognize that we do not need them. In theory, we could be with the ease at the very pinnacle of its current expanded to point, if we could but recognize that. But recognition requires that we compare. To recognize a position, we must be able to be with it for a few moments, and then when we drop back to our current position, we have the comparison that allows us to be there, so the guides can take us to the real universes and the ease. But in theory, they can only go as far as they recognize, and it stands to reason then that unless we have an individual willing to take us to the place in life and the is that is a position beyond our own, we cannot glean our experiential comparisons. This suggests that, beyond a certain point, the is must do this, and choose to give U-tunes glimpses of levels of itself beyond which the guides currently recognise. Unless, beyond a certain point, the process of continual recognition becomes easier to proceed with, and it perhaps falls then to each individual to go as far into the is as they decide. Beyond a certain point, with the absence of the creational body vehicles, if individuals choose not to operate in creation as the guides do, and the slow loss of individuality as one moves further into the is, it must be difficult for these individuals to relate in any way to those struggling in the psych realms, or those in recognised positions beneath them. This would perhaps explain why beings are referred to as true silent ones. They must have reached a position where they are so beyond creation, and even the beginning, literally speaking, rungs of the true reality, that they simply could not relate with beings beneath them in any way. But anyway, if we return to Earth briefly, where we began, a reminder of the nature of the psych realms. Everything we create, we term ideas, and the body vehicles are the machinery that forges our experiences through the cause and effect that follows every idea we issue forth. The cause and effect becomes our experiences, and these are essential for us to catalogue a database of references to draw from, and eventually, when we have collated enough, and we are chosen by the real universal guides, when they see that we are ready, we are provided an opportunity to become more aware, and are led to the knowledge of the is. Now we can make use of our database of experience information, and objectively viewing the experiences the guides afford us as best as we are able, we can draw comparison between that which we know and that which the guides show us, and the places in creation and into the real universes they take us. The body vehicles are the mechanics for our experience. They are experience generators, and this is what they do. We simply choose the nature of the ideas we generate, which in turn brings forth the lifetimes that we have, that reflect the ideas we are producing, through the cause and effect principle. We must always remember that we decide everything. There is nothing in our current experience that we didn't decide for ourselves. all stemming from an idea. The source of the idea being either ours or the idea of another. Either way, agreement to this idea and cause and effect experience will follow, and our lifetime paths are created before us that we must walk down. Until we become conscious of this process and can get a little control over it, rather than an endless unconscious churning out of ideas that have us forever cycling in creation. It literally is that we become asleep at the wheel, asleep at the controls of our machinery that provide us with our experiences. With awareness, we become conscious of this process, and if we choose to keep producing ideas through our vehicles for personal or awareness beneficial reasons, we at least are conscious of how it all works, and to the point where at any moment we can stand in the new nowness of the is and turn off the creational experience forging machinery. And not only are we ceasing the future experiences by doing this, but we have eradicated all cause and effect karma we already have, and that we were to experience. We can assume this new nowness position, but only with enough awareness and a complete sincerity with real intent recognition, and only then is cause and effect taken care of. We again decide. We decide to stand fully with this true reality, and as we stand completely real with it, it backs us completely, and cause and effect is gone. Anything less, if we choose to not stand complete with the is for whatever reason, then we have not recognized it enough that we would want to, as only our personal self would not wish to be with the is. So it follows that alternating between standing real and being of the personal self suggests a lack of recognition. If the switching to the personal self doesn't serve a beneficial purpose and makes sense, if someone is fluctuating in this way and indulging their personal self for personal reasons only, it would be almost a similar idea to committing sins, then saying a few Hail Marys and receiving forgiveness from a priest. Individuals would pop into their personal selves, do all their silly personal things, then pop back into the new nowness and have all the cause and effect they created removed. So it follows that only those who are sincere with their process will have their karma taken care of, should they slip into the personal self for any reason. For yes, things will happen. We will have emotional reaction to situations at times, as the personal self always is there, and emotion is as any other idea, a generator of cause and effect experience. And when we share the is, we must also make use of the idea creating mechanics of creation to bring forth the means by which we can share this true reality on the physical level. But if the intent and focus is overall with the ears, with no agendas and no playing around, then karma and cause and effect and taplines need not concern us. Getting a little literal now, however, as sometimes it is necessary to do so, to afford or try to provide explanation for the references we use to satisfy the literal intellect. Yes, it is far better to keep it simple and not overthink things, as this reality cannot really be considered as to its nature. The body vehicles have not the capacity to understand and perceive the ears. They are designed to perceive the life levels only. And we can get a little immersed in the literal interpretations, the references, and we would do well to remember that this is all they are. The references used by the new presentation are for the ears, but are references only, hints, literal words, and creations to attempt to describe a reality that can't be described very readily. Everything used as a reference references something, but always it is just that, and not the reality it points to. Like reading about going to the moon, there is a difference between reading it and being there. Imagine then trying to reference something that never has been spoken of. The words and phrases we use are created to explain the world that we inhabit. They are custom designed to reference our rock world realities, and as new features and aspects enter our experience, we require new references and terminology to incorporate them. Imagine going back 200 years and trying to explain about computers, using words that had not been required as yet. The best we could do was use the references available at the time to describe something that doesn't yet feature in the experience of the created consciousness. And it's likely we would fall short of the mark. I imagine those we told of computers hundreds of years prior to their invention would decide that they were magic or devilry or something. And so we can see how describing a reality using the references and terms of the current day is no easy task, and especially with much of the words having emotional, physical, astral taplining undertones. How the reptilians have hijacked much of the wordings and dragged them into the lower levels. It's rather the task to select words that the reptilians haven't contaminated, that don't have religious or spiritual meanings. And so this is why Dwayne is using the words that he does, restructuring the English language to a degree that it still would make sense to those unfamiliar with the presentation, but they would be fresh words, far purer, a language beyond the infection of creation, like a super language, to go with the super knowledge that references the purity of the true reality. But anyway, our five vehicles are the mechanics of experience. They are designed as receiver transmitters of information to get right down to it. Almost like computers, they receive the information or the data, and the experience, the computer game, appears on the screen. DNA is a receiver, transmitter of information in this way. And so our body vehicles receive information and create the life we experience based on the information. The information, we could say, is the true light of the ears, and it filters through the various five life levels and is dampened down until it reaches the physical level. This information, or light on the physical, would be far less than the full capacity of the light of the ears, but only as it filters through our created five bodies, and only then, if we are of the created personal self only. If we stand real and are connected to the true light reality, we are bypassing the five body vehicles and life levels and receiving a direct connection, and so the light of the ears is in its full capacity. So if we are locked into our personal created selves only and lack awareness, then how does our experience differ from that of another if we are all receiving the same baseline of information from the ears? We are the deciders of our lives. We decide and choose the ideas we generate and create, and this in turn activates cause and effect, and the experiences follow and are different in accordance with the nature of the ideas each individual chooses to create. This suggests, then, that some mechanism is in effect that takes this information and alters it according to each individual. And then, if the information each individual receives is different and decoded through the body computer, the experience they have on their computer screen, as it were, will also be different. A little like two different computer games. You run each game's data or information through your computer, and you get the two different games on the screen. So the information is different. It has been changed and results in a different experience. And we, as individuals, decide the change that occurs, it seems, in keeping with the notion that we are the decider of everything in our lives. And as ideas are that which result in the cause and effect experiences, then it stands to reason that the ideas we agree to, that we create, or those of others we agree to, alter the mechanics of the body vehicle in such a way that affords the experience based on the idea agreed with, or whatever idea we have created. Ideas, thoughts, emotions, what we choose, decide, and chase are all created ideas and are added on top of our real selves, acting as filters of a kind. So it suggests then that the true light of the is, in whatever form it reaches the body vehicle, is a baseline of information. If we were connected to the ears through awareness, we would be receiving the light in its more real form. But isolated and disconnected in creation, we receive it in its tampered down form, as it flows from the ears and down through the creational life levels to the physical. If we were to create nothing while in the physical level, then the light information would reach our body vehicles, and everyone's experience, therefore, their computer game, would be the same, as they have made no adjustments to the data of the information received. But if, as we do, we start to add our own ideas to this state of awareness, as we transition from animal form to a form where we have free will and begin to create and bring cause and effect to bear, then we are adjusting the receiving mechanism of our biological body computers. We are inserting a program that an idea, in fact, is. This then takes the information that would have forged a reality baseline and adds a component to it that alters the information being received, maybe blocks something or skews it slightly. And if the information is not the same, then the reality we holographically experience must change. We would decide on certain things, agree with certain ideas, be emotionally attached with ideas also, and all of this adjusts the mechanical body computer that it places blocks on our ability to decode the information in the light of the ears. As a theory, the light or information must contain the full potential of every conceivable experience. In animal form, this evidently isn't the case. But then, prior to free will being acquired, an animal is in its state of awareness. It's in creation, but connected to the ears. It simply lacks the ability to recognize this. When free will kicks in, individuals move from a state of awareness and begin utilizing the free will, begin creating and forging experience. The moment free will is granted, the individual is no longer in a state of awareness and locked very much in the mechanics of creation and the cause and effect nature of it. Now the individuals receive the full potentiality of the dampened down light of experience of the ears, and with everything they create, everything they decide, choose, chase, and agree with, they block and limit certain experiences and maintain others, refining the information to reflect a personal, unique experience based on the blocks they have placed on the full magnitude of possibility. And as an example, if someone generates ideas of a very aggressive nature, churning out emotional thoughts and considerations, creations along these lines, then they place blockers upon all the aspects of the complete information that would afford them experiences contrary to the ideas they are generating. But the channels of information, in keeping with what they decide, would remain open, and so their aggressive, orientated way of being is experienced, as only these parts of the information contained in the light will they receive, and then decode into their reality, into their experience. That is why we would say that if you stand real in the new nowness of the ears in creation, you are beyond cause and effect. A cause and effect experience can only be generated if you are disconnected from the true reality. Your vehicles are receiving the light information in its lessened form, and you are decoding it into your experience based on the blocks in place and the channels left open in accordance with the ideas you agree with and create that cause these blocks and channels to be in place. If you are in the new nowness, the mechanics of this automatic decoding and producing experience is shut down. You have effectively stepped into the position of the one playing the computer game and have turned off the computer, which represents your five body experience generating mechanic. and with the computer turned off, it's no longer receiving the information to decode onto the screen for your game, and there you sit as the real you. And yes, you can turn on the computer again and reactivate the mechanics of creation. You can start feeding the computer with the information for the game to be back on the screen, but it is now your choice to do so. For those who indulge the personal self, then go back into the new nowness, this won't stop then the cause and effect, because it is like turning the computer on, playing a little, having the decoded experience, then switching it off for brief periods. To stand completely in the new nowness would have the game off permanently. In other words, the information has ceased flowing through the computer to form the experience on the screen. We have stepped into a position where the mechanics of decoding the information in whatever way we have chosen to filter into our experience has stopped, with a slight variation in that when we do dip into the mechanics of creation to create something as a benefit, if we have the awareness and intent and sincerity, the cause and effect is taken care of. It's like we turn on the computer. The information starts to flow, but the guides sit in front of the screen and play the game. They take care of the karma, the cause and effect experience we have exacted through our beneficial is sharing, creating. But then again, we would want to cause experience that has us sharing with other individuals. If we were to remain in a state of awareness and didn't activate the mechanics of creation, we could produce a cause and effect experience that resulted in our presenting of the is. Everything in creation is based on agreement. Only through agreement to an idea can the experience that stems from it feature in your reality. If we take this theoretical, mechanical, literal model here, the idea agreed with, the nature of the idea, will block and filter out all other aspects of the complete informational data that wouldn't be aligned with this idea, and so what we decode into our experience would be everything that is required to bring forth the experience that the idea represents. If we decided to want to be a doctor and focused on this want, for with any idea we can fluctuate between them, and our focus can fluctuate too. And as creation is a reflection and an experience provider, it simply produces experience through its mechanics in accordance with the want or desire. The experience won't be instantaneous. To reach point B from point A will require a series of experiential moments. One can't simply wish to be a doctor and it is so. So the focus on the idea is necessary. A lack of focus and the desire is less likely or impossible to manifest. So we want to be a doctor and we focus on this. We will place filters in our decoding vehicle apparatus that blocks any part of the information that is not in keeping with this want. And if we don't decode information, it can't feature on our screens, in our experience. Then the only information allowed through is all of which that, when decoded, provides us the experience we seek. We are creating the game we want to play by adjusting the information. So when decoded, it produces the very experience we wish to have. But most are unconscious to this process, and so they will be creating their own personal computer games, and very often they may not be to their liking, or far less than they would have liked. Naturally, if a situation is less than we would want, that want or desire alters the blocks on the information received that the experience then decoded will alter in accordance with that which we now are deciding upon. But we must be cautious, as the creational matrix affords us what we want, regardless of its nature, and we can inadvertently make decisions and create ideas that produce experiences we'd rather not have. If we decide that we are a victim, as an example, if we identify with this idea, then we will apply the various blocks on all the parts of the information that would afford us any experience in contradiction to what is a decided upon idea. Such statements, which are nothing other than adding thought ideas and considerations onto experiences and experiences we have created for ourselves incidentally, will be sure to give us the very experiences that mirror these statements, and a focus on these self-decided views of ourselves will have experiences of this nature maintained. We don't simply have individual experiences. We don't all have our own computer games to play and have no interaction with others or their created games. We share collective experience also. Everything is based on agreement, and so we can only share another's experience if we agree or decide or create along the same lines or similar. In fact, an individual cannot feature in our experience at all unless what we agree with is similar to that individual, or their experience as a result of cause and effect is at such odds with our own that we simply cannot share the same experience. We are effectively playing completely different computer games, so the elements or features of our experiences that we share with others are based on agreement to the idea that the aspect of creation stemmed from. And the more ideas we all agree with that are the same, the more our experiences become closer, and we effectively share a collective reality with room for our own unique ideas and creations that result in experience unique to us, information that we decode into our realities that others cannot experience unless they agree to the same ideas and thus receive the same information. The controllers, of course, know this. They are limited in their awareness. They can only see to a certain point, and they certainly do lack the awareness and recognition to understand how the demise they are creating and getting everyone to agree to is a demise they also are sharing and will experience. Nevertheless, their agenda is control. They are rather bored of creation, and in their boredom, they have decided to own and have everything. Generally, boredom of something can only be so if one has exhausted whatever novelty and thrill that something had up until now afforded, as it is in creation. When individuals have had their millions of lifetimes, when they have experienced much, if not most, of the options, boredom does set in, and they will do funny things. This can go two ways. At this point, an individual, having reached experiential capacity, may start doing things never before personally done. They are exemplifying risk-taking traits, maybe a little black magic dabbling, some astral projection. They will be those trying the things that most will not. Most are content to do what they always have, living their mundane lives. These are the risk-taking qualities the guides look for in peoples too. Having reached experience capacity and now seeking more, this is often the green light for the guides to present them with the opportunity to become more aware and begin a process and journey for is recognition. Or the second option, an individual having had enough experience out of boredom will seek to claim everything, to rule, to conquer, to become a world controller. In both circumstances, if we look at the experiences they choose to create for themselves with objectivity, all they are simply more experiences, and the is looks indifferently on. It cares not what we choose to create. We have the free will to create what we will, and the cause and effect experience takes care of the rest. If you want to live an abusive life, then that's fine. You'll just have abrasive cause and effect, karmic, dire circumstances that must be experienced in this lifetime or the next. In a way, we can see that either choice made to start controlling or simply exploring beyond the realms of what one has come to know are both based on thrill seeking for a start. As everything in creation, all we decide and choose and agree with consciously, without the connection to the real self and the is, must cater for the personal self only, and the personal self chases endlessly its thrills and spills in whatever form it may wish them to be. But the two options stem from a completion, perhaps, of experience, and we could say then the consciousness of the controller to be, or the explorer of places unknown, are very similar in their development. And as the controller seeks and wants to control and manipulate, naturally then the experience provided is in keeping with this want. All the experience required to attain the ability, information, and circumstances to be in a position of power will be acquired by those that seek and focus on this desire. For yes, creation is a reflective bubble, and indifferent to the nature of the want. It is simply designed in this way, unjudgmental to whatever is sought and strived for. It's just a generator of experience, and we can use it any way we want, create any experience we choose. So in come the filters that block the parts of the information that what is left is in keeping with the information that, if decoded, will create the reality, the computer game, that the controller wants. But of course, to be a controller, one must have people to control, and unfortunately for the controller to be, nothing can be so, no one can be controlled, unless they decide, agree to, or choose to create the idea, thought, or notion that they are controlled. In comes the programming. We can see that this word is very apt with our computer simulation model analogy. If people are to be controlled, if they are to be slaves, they must agree with this position, and thus the only information they decode after blocking the rest is the information into their reality which mirrors the agreement to this idea. And if the vast majority, if not everyone, can be made to agree with the idea of control, then they will share the same reality, or the foundation of it, which is that of control, with a little leeway, a little breathing space, for personal unique creations within the prison yard. And so everybody has effectively agreed to a foundation computer game. They have filtered out everything that is not in keeping with the controlled matrix, and the collective experience decoded into everyone's reality must be the same, as it stems from the agreement to the notion of the created idea of control. Religions were very instrumental in acquiring agreement to the decided collective experience of control. And today, everything in creation stems from the controllers, and stems from the ideas that the controllers choose to decide and create. Throughout human history, this has been along the lines of control, but as we move into the present, the collective experience has changed, and is constantly doing so, in accordance with the collective agreement to ideas that must be changing in their nature to exact this altering in cause and effect experience, and the time phases move on. This now moves to an idea of destruction. The controllers seek to destroy the planet and kill everyone, and perhaps robotize the rest. And then, of course, we are moving ever forward into this being a reality, and we only can do so if the majority agree with it and decode this into their experience. So, as much as we program our own body vehicles, our own computers, to filter out anything not aligned with the experience that best reflects the ideas we agree with and create, we can have them programmed also in the same fashion. Again, this must be agreed to, or they can exact any idea they want, and it simply will not feature in the individual or collective experience. Agreement to ideas that stem from ideas that we don't see seems to work. What seems beneficial is in fact garnering agreement to something and thus affecting experience that is anything but. This is how the subliminals work. We are confronted with an experience, and if we are not connected to our real selves, we will not simply be the experiencer. We will not regard the experience with objectivity. We will add things on top. With the unaware, they will make mental considerations on all they experience and label it accordingly. Dualistic consideration generally. They will deem something to be good or bad, something they like and would want, or the opposite. Because of the dualistic nature of the personal self, it will decide something. It cannot simply regard an experience with detached indifference. And of course, if conscious of the experience, an unaware person will either like it and agree with it effectively, or disregard it and not wish it in their lives. And of course, with something we like, something we want, something we agree with, it becomes part of our experience through the cause and effect mechanics of creation. So, in order to have us agree with something, to have us give something the thumbs up, to then have the masses collectively bringing forth the ideas the controllers wish to manifest, they must present something to be desirable, a marketing front, and not let the masses know the real intent and idea behind what looks so good on the surface. The movies are nets of subliminals in this way. Watching movies is exactly the same as having experiences. The unconscious, unaware, will deem the movie good or bad. They will not regard them with detached objectivity. And so anything the controllers wish to implement, any idea they wish to have agreement for en masse, they will hammer consistently in the themes and movies that we watch. They produce delightful blockbusting movies, and within the movies will be themes, ideas, and as the multitudes watch these movies, and the movies are of their liking, they will not consciously identify individual themes that they decide are bad. They will deem the movie good or bad based on the entirety of it, and the little aspects of it are disregarded amidst the huge budget and special effect spectacular. In this way, the controllers will place all the aspects of control, or whatever the idea they want to exact in creation, in all the movies, and the wide-eyed, blown-away audiences will accept what they see. Consider the movie marvellous, and in doing so, they have in essence agreed with it, and all the sneaky aspects and elements of control the controllers have placed within it. If we scroll back through the years, we will see certain themes in the movies, and how in later years these became the experience collectively shared by humanity, and this entire process they call predictive programming. So every time you watch a movie or anything on any source of technology, you can be sure it is full of imagery, themes and elements that, if not consciously addressed and disregarded, are agreed to, particularly if lost in the overwhelming magic of the movie screens. And if subliminal informations are under the threshold of our conscious vetting of them, then this is tantamount again to agreement. Anything beneath the conscious level goes into the subconscious then, the ethereal life level vehicle, the place where our subconscious programming occurs. Anything else we are conscious of, we agree to, if we decide it is a good thing. And so both of these means of getting people to agree with ideas will culminate in the collective experience that is based on whatever is the nature of the idea. A mass filtering out of anything in the information our body vehicles receive that is not in alignment with the ideas of the programming and indoctrinating controllers. and then we decode this information into our collective reality, and we have the world we experience today, a world in a gradual and accelerating demise, because the controllers wish to have it so, and the masses are agreeing with the ideas that flow from this idea of demise, and therefore the experience shared by all those agreeing with it will be so. And many may think they are not agreeing with such an idea, but alas, the mechanics of creation and the subconscious programming of agreement and all the agreement to ideas which seem good but are in fact stemming from the same idea of devastation would prove the opposite. The only way to supersede the agreement to the ideas of restriction, control, demise, and future unconscious lifetimes of even worse conditions through the cause and effect principle is to become more aware, to connect with the ears through the new you song, and stand real with the guides and this true reality in a gradual becoming and recognition of the real self. And with that, I will bring the UK radio show Kevin's Cosmic Capers to a conclusion. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I will finish then with the New You song. New You. I'll look forward to speaking with you all again, and I'll see you on the real side.